this is on the Frank Stella Abgatana 3. So immediately what I find very interesting is that it's at eye level. When the last time I saw it displayed in the Ellen Johnson Gallery, it was up. I bet it was above my head even as it was installed. So it's certainly a much more immediate experience and sort of visceral, as opposed to having to always step back and try to get it into your field of vision.
This is a work that I remember a little bit about from being a student at Oberlin, just because it hung up very high when I was there. It hung right below the window of the art library. So even when the museum was closed and we were up late studying in the art library, it was something that we always kind of looked down at. And it's so interesting to see it here down low. And the first day or two after it was hung, we had a conservator out from ICA who worked on it. And we never got a chance at Oberlin to look so close at the surface. And you always think of Frank Stella, especially with these works, as everything being really geometric and rigid. But up close in this kind of setting, you can actually get a sense of the brush strokes and some of the pencil lines below. So it's a really nice take on it. And it's a nice contrast to the work that the museum owns by Frank Stella, Diepholz, which we use quite a bit in our tours and is a little bit more funky and busy compared to the sort of geometric style of Frank Stella's work in this painting. And it's always a tour favorite because its title relates to the racetrack Diepholz in Germany. So even though we're talking to really little kids about abstract art, they can always relate to the idea of car racing and driving and relating the lines and colors and shapes to the sport, and it sort of gives them a better sense of thinking of abstract art and what it's about. So it's nice to have Oberlin's Frank Stella as a compliment on display here in Akron.
He was kind of a revolutionary in that the prevailing mode of painting at the time was abstract expressionism, so these big monumentally scaled canvases that were very personal inner expressions through the paint of the psyche of the artist. And he started making paintings where the canvas was shaped and the lines inside of it followed the shape of the canvas, and there was no huge emotional inner message. They were very factual, very literal paintings. And that was a real departure, some might say a slap in the face, but some might say a whole new direction for art. And it really was the consideration of why you make a painting and how you make a painting and where the source of that painting comes from in his work is very much derived from formal issues and color, some of the same issues that the abstract expressionists were addressing without all the spiritual syrup and the spiritual weight that went with it. And it's sort of like a rose is a rose is a rose. For Stella, a painting is a painting is a painting.